Hurlbut, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, June 2, 1908. Mr. and Mrs. Hurlbut, Lakeport, Lake County, California. Dear Brother and Sister Hurlbut, I have been shown that you cannot properly carry on the work you have endeavored to do at Lakeport. You cannot give to the youth under your care the education that they need to fit them to meet successfully life's battles. You believe in health reform, but you are in danger of placing before those under your care a poverty-stricken diet. The young appreciate good food, and we should not set before them tasteless dishes. It is not wise to prepare food in such large quantities that it must be left over to appear again and again on the table. It is wisdom to cook only a limited portion, for in warm weather, food soon becomes sour, and in this condition, it is unfit to enter the human stomach. Your husband needs a liberal diet, and one that is wholesome and nourishing. Do not allow health reform to become health deform. If you will come up onto a higher level, you can be a light to shine amid the darkness that is about you. I write you these things because you are in danger of making mistakes, and I desire that you shall work wisely for the health of the members of your family. No member of your family has spoken of this matter to me, but scenes have been presented to me in which I have been shown that the food you place upon your table is not always palatable. The Lord has entrusted you with a legacy, Sister Hurlbut, and you are in danger of misapplying this gift. The Lord is the owner of this means. He wants to teach you that it is not His will that it be tied up in lands and property. Angels of heaven would have no such representations as now appear. God would have you take no burdens that you cannot carry, and thus leave the impression upon minds that a work has been left half done. Desperate efforts will be made by the enemies of truth to prejudice the minds of the people against God's commandment-keeping people and their work. If your school should come to be spoken of as a Seventh-day Adventist school for orphans and outcasts, the people would be led to take this as a sample of our other schools. They would measure all our schools by the habits and customs of this. Your work here would be pointed to as a sample of the work of Seventh-day Adventists. Thus, wrong impressions would go forth, and in the minds and hearts of some, a strong prejudice would be created against the cause of present truth. The Lord would have His commandment-keeping people make a different showing for the truth than has been made in the past. If ever a school is established at Lakeport, there must be no haphazard work done in it. In the night season, I seemed to be in a meeting where we were gathered for counsel. One was present who gave this instruction for you. The world is God's great moral vineyard. In the cities and country places, there is an important work to be done. Let it be done in such a way that no reproach will be brought to the cause of truth. In His efforts to reach the people of His day, Christ took up His position at the lakeside or in the great thoroughfares of travel, and there He preached the message of the gospel. There are workers in the world today who can labor in similar lines, and these must be sustained in their efforts. We are bearing to the people a worldwide message. It is to be given to every city and town and village. The little settlements in the mountains ought to be diligently worked, that present truth may be brought to souls who are looking for more light. It is a privilege to use a portion of the means the Lord has lent you in helping forward this good work. It is also your privilege to let those about you see that a work of reform is going forward in your own lives. I believe that at some time, in some favorable part of Lake County, we shall hold a camp meeting. I greatly desire that this shall be, that the light may shine forth to all the towns and settlements. But you must act your part for the spread of the truth. The light must shine in the byways and the hedges. In the parable of the sower, the Savior gave an illustration of his own work and the work of his servants. The seed sown fell upon all kinds of soil. So we are to sow the seeds of truth. We are bidden to cast it beside all waters. Isaiah 32, verse 20. The night on which I slept for the first time in your house, the Lord presented many things before me. I was shown that Mr. Hurlbut should take his position decidedly for that which he knows to be truth. This he must do before he can truly glorify God.
I am instructed to say to Mr. Hurlbut, "It is time for you to come into the ark of safety." Noah preached for 120 years to the antediluvians, and some appreciated the messages he gave, but many did not. Of all those inhabitants of the old world, only 8 received the message and were saved. Yet that message had to be given, and by its rejection of truth, the world was condemned. Our message to the world is to be a savor of life unto life to those who receive it. To those who spurn it, it is a message of condemnation. My brother, take a decided stand for the truth. You understand what is truth, but you have so long halted that you are loath now to take hold. In the representation given to me, the messenger turned to you and said, "Now, just now, is your opportunity. Humble your heart before the Lord, and take your position as a keeper of His commandments. Then your light will shine forth. Then you will take more pleasure in advocating the truth than you have heretofore taken in showing your farm with its fine fields and orchards. Set your light on a candlestick, where it may give light to all that are in the house. God will accept you if you will accept the message He sends. Give yourself to Christ. This is your only hope of salvation. If you will do this, the assurance of the disciple John may be yours. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." John 1, verse 12. Submit your will to the will of God, and you will grow in grace and will gain a rich experience. You will have a faith that works by love and purifies the soul. The fruits of the Spirit will be seen in your life. The efficiency of the Spirit will be revealed in your works. Christ is a sympathetic, compassionate Redeemer. Now, just now, place yourself on His side. He will receive you. The blessing of God is worth everything to you. I urge you to step out in faith and receive it.